Well, Tina Kumarianis is here. Hello to you.
Good morning, Declan. Before we start, I have to say I think that judge was highly restrained in his sentencing of that woman with the cat. I don't think I would have been that restrained. I was horrified listening to it on the way up.
Yeah, well, the woman hasn't appeared in court as yet.
No, she
so
didn't
there might be some more
up.
Consequences, but we don't know. I'm sure having heard the full case, the judge will pass on the appropriate sentence.
I do hope so.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, how are you?
I'm great. Not a bother, apart from being blown out of it. Last night, God, the weather was shocking down in Rathdrum. Apart from that, everything great, getting ready. It's my daughter's birthday tomorrow, so very happy birthday, Susie, if you're listening. So we'll have a bit of a party for that, but everything great.
Good. And you going to behave yourself today?
Not remotely.
Good. I was afraid you'd say yes. want the yes answer.
No, that never, Declan. I don't have enough time left in life to behave myself. I'm on a march now.
Very good. Well, you enjoy. Let's go to our first question. Hi, Tina. I've been married for the last 13 years. We have 3 children and have always thought we were very happy. 2 weeks ago, I ordered a takeaway, and when the delivery guy called, I just grabbed my husband's wallet from the kitchen table to get some money to pay for it. Inside, I found 2 condoms, and, well, as I had my tubes tied after our last baby, I don't know what to think. Do I ask him, or do I just ignore it? I just don't know. Please help.
Oh, geez. Well, there you have it. You don't know if you want to know, because if you do, you're going to have to deal with the consequences. There's no point in me asking you if you check the date on the condoms to see if they're out of date, because if you've had your tubes tied after the last child, I hardly think he'd still be carrying them round in his wallet. He probably didn't even do that before you had your tubes tied, unless you were given to great bouts of passion while out and about, out of the house. That, of course, assuming you used condoms and weren't on the pill. Has he been coming home late or been out more than usual? Has his attitude towards you changed in any way, good or bad? Some partners compensate or overcompensate with gifts when they're feeling guilty. I'm guessing if you had no inkling there was anything wrong in your marriage, that things must be okay at home. So what do I think you should do? Well, you can either reenact the scenario by going to his wallet for something and producing the 2 condoms and asking him what this is all about, but you have to be prepared to hear something that you may not want to hear. On the other hand, you can ignore the situation, although I think that would be nearly impossible, as you would constantly wonder, you know, when things might get more serious or who he was out with, who he was using them with, if he is. Then there's forgiveness. Could you forgive him, move on, and not keep bringing it up at a later date, which would more than likely lead to nasty arguments? Just this weekend, a friend said to me she didn't think people should marry for life. It was unnatural and too long. But as I pointed out to her, when this idea came out about people had a life expectancy, you know, when this came about a marriage, people had a life expectancy of about 30 years. So only 15 years of marriage, probably. There was hardly enough time to get fed up with their partner. I don't envy you your choices as this has come out of the blue and a complete shock to you. Think very carefully before making your decision. But if you do ask him, he had better have an immediate, extremely good explanation for you. He shouldn't need to think about it. It should be immediate. And, you know, I feel uneasy about that one, to be honest with you. A lunatic carrying them around in his wallet anyway.
Okay. There you go. Thank you for that. Hi, Tina. I'm a 29-year-old guy who is not in a state of getting into a serious relationship with someone close at my age due to career pressure at the present. But I would love a no-strings-attached casual relationship with older women in their 50s. I've been using Tinder and Bumble to meet older women, but sadly, I haven't got a match yet. Could you advise how to succeed? succeed in it, please. About me, I am respectful of people and have no judgments about those who do get involved in such relationships, as most people need some physical intimacy from time to time. Thank you and kind regards.
Yes, well, I've always considered Tinder to be for much younger people, so not, definitely not for people in their 50s. And Bumble seems to be a favourite of the non-Irish, according to a couple of my daughter's male friends who are in their early 30s and love to date Brazilians and Continentals who they meet on Bumble. So not so, according to them, there's not so many hang-ups with the foreign girls. Funnily enough, you are the fourth guy who has mailed me recently looking to hook up with a cougar. So ladies, like the phoenix out of the ashes, it looks like our time is finally here. So get the lipstick on and the high heels. We're back out there, girls. It's come up in conversations over brunch with several older lady friends who have shown an interest, well, more than an interest in younger men as they pass by. Not predatory, simply admiring, sort of merely window shopping. Now, Declan, before your listeners start clutching their throats in horror, I'm talking about an age difference of maybe 10, 20 years or a little bit older. They're not children, they're all consenting adults. This guy is 29, looking for ladies in their 50s, so 20 years plus older than himself. As I've said before, if it was an older man with a much younger woman, no one would blink an eye and, in fact, would congratulate him on being able to pull a younger model. Recent research suggests that a rising number of younger men are seeking older women, and vice versa. A case in point I came across, one survey found that 81% of women are open to dating someone 10 years plus younger than they are, and nearly 90% of men are interested in dating someone 10 years older or more. That survey was taken on the 22nd of September 2021. I mean, there's people like Hugh Jackman, who's 13 years older, younger than his wife, Deborah Lee Furness. And there's, of course, French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife, Brigitte, who's she is 24 years older than him. And, I mean, they met up when he was very young. I think he was still at school, really. But anyway, 24 years was a big age difference back then, and yet they seem blissfully happy. The upside is older women are not looking for guys who will be good fathers and providers. Older women can be more playful, they are more relaxed, and in most cases have passed their sell-by date for getting pregnant. Back to my acquaintances. A couple of these ladies have made the leap and are very happy with the outcome, saying it's refreshing to be in the company of somebody lively who's not complaining about his aches and pains, what the kids have done, or moaning about their ex-wives. The young guys are just out there to have a good time. No strings attached. I was in a cafe and I recently overheard a younger man who had spent an interesting evening, well, night, with what appears to be a very attractive older lady. And he was being asked by a male friend how the evening went. He said, "A gentleman would never divulge. However, I will say, nothing to teach, everything to learn," was all he was willing to offer. I'd say that was a very successful evening, wouldn't you? And I must say he was a good-looking fellow, and I did admire him for not sprouting out, "Oh, wait till I tell you, wait till I..." No, I thought it was lovely. "Nothing to teach, everything to learn." I thought that was a lovely I wrote it down on the napkin. I think you need to look at some of the older dating, I hesitate to say adult websites, because we know what they are. If you Google younger men dating older women, lots come up in searches. Irish cougar dating site, Sugar Mama, but I think, you know, that's another one, but I think that's possibly rich ladies looking to pay for company, maybe. Plenty of Fish, which is free, and since you have nothing to lose, I'd be very straight but polite and honest about what you're looking for, because you're right. There are ladies out there who are looking for intimacy from time to time without getting caught up in a long-term relationship with all that entails. After all, from what my daughter's friends tell me, what you are looking for in a no-strings-attached physical intimacy get-together is considered perfectly normal amongst the younger crowd, so why not mix and match?
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, why not? But he's looking in the wrong place, Bumble and Tinder.
Yeah.
Not for older ladies. Those other ones. Look up, I mean, geez, when I opened up the Google yesterday, older women with younger men, geez, there was reams of different sites. So you're looking in the wrong place. Back onto the computer, they're out there and they're waiting for you.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you. It's Tina Koumarianis answering the questions. We take a break now. I think we might have time for one more when we come back. We guess we will. It's Tina. AskTinaK@gmail.com. And Tina's here to answer the question. Here's an interesting one. I've been asked out on a date. It's been over 2 years since I had one, and the thought of it is actually making me sick. It's not until the weekend, but I'm already trying to think of an excuse not to go. Do you think anyone else ever gets like this? And, you know, after not dating so long, it becomes apprehensive, and just, it's probably night and day impacting on this person's mind. And
yeah, I would say,
you know,
so, because
what's the story?
Suddenly being asked out on a date after 2 years, it does sort of, it's like being hit over the back of the head with a cricket bat. You're not expecting it, and it is quite a surprise. But having said that, I'm probably not the right person to ask, as I gave up on the dating scene about 10 years ago. I found the pretty packaging and the contents didn't always match. Unfortunately, when you got inside, too much was broken, and it would have taken far too long and too much effort to try to repair what was wrong, if indeed it was at all possible, with some of these dates having had unhappy marriages, relationships, business failures. I just found that doing my own thing, going places with friends, leaving when I felt like it, and not having someone constantly hanging over my shoulder was far more attractive to me. But then I've been married, I've had a child, and I like being independent, so there isn't the longing for what might have been. I do realise that many people feel lonely and really need another person in their lives to make them feel whole, to give them a purpose, to make them happy, and that's perfectly normal. Some dates work out very well, some don't, but you won't know till you turn up. Just remember, you can leave whenever you want. You don't have to stay. Sometimes having an escape hatch is enough to relieve the pressure we put on ourselves. Try and have a date somewhere you feel at ease, somewhere to take the job interview feel off your date. Remind yourself that their opinion doesn't matter. It's about if you like them at this stage, what you want, and do they meet your expectations? You can spend way too long wondering, am I going to be what they want? It's so much easier to enjoy yourself when you cut out thinking about what they might think of you and concentrate on what makes you happy, because that's what's going to make the relationship work in the long run and make the date a happy one. A recent survey said that what men find most attractive at the end of the day is a good sense of humour, not looks, not clothes, someone who can make them laugh and who they can feel relaxed with. Sit back, relax, and see where the evening takes you. After all, it's not the end of the world if it doesn't work out, but it might be the beginning of something amazing if it does. I wish you the best of luck. Have a lovely time. You know, it doesn't matter if it doesn't work out. It gets you back out there. It's breaking the ice.
Indeed. Does where they go have an impact?
Yeah, well, if I was going on a first date, I'd always opt for lunch. I wouldn't want to go somewhere, you know, in the evening. You get to know the person a bit first is where I'd go, but I mean, that's me. Yes, it does. It does. I mean, so people don't go to the pictures because you're not going to have any conversation. You're just going to, and you're sitting in the dark, and the next thing he'll be climbing across the seats at you. So no, somewhere for a bite to eat, somewhere, you know, you can have a bit of a chat and a laugh, somewhere easy going and take it from there.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, go for a coffee, because coffee is somewhere you can opt out of. You won't have a second one, but you might have a second one, you know.
Exactly, and it's not, you're not being rude. If you opt out on a coffee, it's only cost them a couple of euros, whereas if you do a runner from the ladies' loo when the meal has cost them about 50 quid, he probably wouldn't be too happy. So yeah, a coffee, I think, is a very good place to start. And you can stay as long as you like. And I mean, if it is a lunchtime sort of thing or a morning thing, it can move on into the lunchtime or into the afternoon and you can take it from there. Or again, you can opt out. You can say you have an appointment, a dental appointment or something, and take off.
Yeah. What about the mobile phone on the table at the date?
No, one must never, because that looks like you're more interested in the mobile phone than you are in your date. It's very, very rude. You need to really turn your mobile phone off. If you have to make an excuse, just say, you could always say, listen, I have an appointment at 2 o'clock or whatever. And then if it's going really well, say, listen, I'm really enjoying your company. Are you on for staying on a while? I'll just cancel my appointment. It's only with my dentist or whatever, you know, and you can drag it on from there, but not having the mobile phone on the table, because that looks like you are looking for somebody to ring you to let you escape. No. How would you feel if they had their mobile phone on the table?
And they were looking at it.
No, it's a distraction.
At every notification.
Yes, yeah. No, turn it off, put it on flight mode. But as I say, I think it's easier if you go for breakfast or lunch. And then if it's going really well, you can, you know, if he says, do you fancy a movie or do you fancy this? Yeah. And you can take it on then into the evening, you know.
Okay, who pays first date?
Well, who asks who out? If I asked a man out, I'd pay for him. But if he asks you out, he pays for you. I'm old fashioned. This thing of, I suppose for very young people who are at school or whatever, college, yes, they should share the expense because neither of them is going to be particularly flush. But I think at our age, Declan, Jesus, if a man can't buy you a meal, you certainly don't want to be there. Well, I wouldn't want to be there. I'd tell him to take a hike. But then I'm a mercenary old cow, so don't listen to me.
The one and only Tina Koumarianis. Thank you very much indeed, Tina.
Not at all. My pleasure.
Ask Tina K at gmail.com.